Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Silver and Black Pride. This is our podcast, our weekly off-season podcast. I'm doing this Monday. I'm going to be away from the site for 2 days. I get a little bit more eye surgery, but on the other eye, all good though. So wanted to do the show before I left, and I'll be back Thursday, and 10 days before the draft, and I gotta tell ya, I'm ready for the draft. Remember me telling you about, I got fired up about the draft about very end of March. About last week, though, I was like, okay, let's just get here, please. You know, it happens every year. We've said all we need to say about it. We've written all we can write about it, but it's still 10 days away, so we still got some time. It's, you know, it's certainly like Christmas as a kid. You just wanted to get here, prepared for it, and excited for it. You know, talk a little bit about the draft towards the end of the show, but there's some news stories that we need to get to, and, you know, some decent news stories. Today, the Raiders signed Rasul Douglas, a cornerback, a guy who's been in the league 4 years, started 29 games, started 11 games for Carolina last year, a third-round pick by the Eagles, stayed there for 3 years, went to Carolina. You know, is he a high-quality starter? No. He wouldn't have been on the available right now if he was, right? You know, a month into free agency. But what he is he's a little he's a depth piece. He's an outside guy. He's not really an inside guy at all. You know, if Arnett doesn't work out, he can play, he can start. And if Arnett, maybe, you know, Arnett can play, nickel. You know, I did a story today on the cornerbacks, and there's seven guys that, you know, are should really vie to make the team. They're probably going to keep six corners, maybe even five, but, you know, probably six. You know, here it is. It's Mullen. It's Arnett. It's Douglas now. It's Nevin Lawson, who's going to be suspended for two games, the first two games of the year. It's Robertson. It's Keyshawn Nixon. And it's Isaiah Johnson. And, you know, Nixon and Johnson, one of those guys may not make the roster. Johnson has got a fourth-round pick they liked a lot. You know, he saved it with those two plays against the Chargers in L.A. that will always remember that moment. But he didn't get on the field much after that. And it's not like the Raiders didn't have opportunities. They needed cornerbacks last year, and he just didn't play much. You know, at the day after that Charger game, he was asked, John Gruden was asked about, you know, are we going to see Johnson play more? And he basically said, you know, he had that nice moment, but there's still things you got to work on. And we really didn't see him make much of an impact the rest of the season. So I'm really interested to see what happens there. This is a position that really encapsulates the Raiders as a team. This group needs to make strides this year. This group needs to come together. All of them. Mullen has to continue to get better. I mean, he's their best cornerback, but is he in the top 30 cornerbacks in the NFL? I don't know. But he has a chance to do that and become that. Arnett, he had a rocky rookie season. He needs to work hard. He needs to stay healthy. And he needs to show that he was worth being the number 19 pick last year. You know, talked about Johnson. Meek Robertson, you know, fourth-round pick, they plan on him being the nickel this year. I don't know if you can plan on that right now because he didn't really do much. I think he had 35 defensive snaps last year. You know, yeah, it was a tough year for be a rookie, but, you know, he's got to make big strides. So there's a lot of guys that really need to make some big strides. Talking about draft picks, two guys that are suddenly not on the roster anymore. Arden Key and Maurice Hurst cut last Thursday. I wasn't surprised by Key. Hurst was a little surprised. I think if you don't think that was a bit of a surprise, it may not be telling the truth. I think it was a little bit of a surprise. Is it stunning? No. I mean, I kept asking people in the organization, every time they got more defensive tackles, well, what about Hurst? And they didn't talk about Hurst much before last season. I don't know. I just, you know, they just kind of moved in a different direction. You know, I'm surprised by it a little bit. Yeah, I was surprised that he wasn't claimed. I know some Raider fans were saying, well, that he wasn't claimed, so that makes it a smart decision. Well, I don't know about that. If that's the argument, you go, well, you shouldn't have been drafted in the first place if you don't want him for his entire rookie contract. So, you know, I mean, we'll see where he signs. I would think that Maurice Hurst is on an NFL roster this year. Arden Key, he'll wear a helmet again. He'll be in camp, but he has to do something to show that he deserves to be in the league. I mean, you know, it's third-round pick. Didn't do anything. 3 years. Three sacks in 3 years. That 2018 draft, other than Colton Miller, pretty much sucked. Sucked bad. It's Miller and Brandon Parker, who they traded up to get in the third round. They're on the roster. Marcel Aitman is sort of on the roster, but he's been cut a bunch of times. So that draft sucked. And it wasn't on Reggie. It was on Gruden. So, you know, I don't feel, well, that was Reggie. No, Reggie didn't. They didn't let Reggie do much once Gruden got there. And then they fired him. Reggie was such a good guy. And, you know, he led the Raiders through a tough time. You know, he was the guy after Al Davis passed away. They should have just let Reggie go when they hired Gruden. It's like, because it wasn't going to work. So, Arden Key, Hurst gone. Saw some interesting cap breakdowns last week. That the Raiders are currently the 15th highest spending team on offense, 17th on defense. So they're right in the middle. Remember last year, it was 30 in defense and 2 in offense. Well, they're spending less money on offense because they cut all those offensive linemen who were making big money, or they traded them. So, and defense, they're starting to spend money on defense. And they spend the fifth most on pass rushers. So, you know what? Those guys got to produce. The pass rush cannot be a problem anymore for the Raiders, especially at spending that much money on pass rushers. It can't be a problem. It just can't. We talked about Clowney a little bit. There's talk that maybe the Raiders would go after him. Well, he's now a Cleveland Brown, so that's off the table. And I don't know how serious it was either. And going back to the Douglas signing today, you know, we talked about all these cornerbacks. I think Richard Sherman's probably not going to be a Raider. You know, there's a lot of talk that he might be. Well, they just have so many cornerbacks. And they brought in other veterans. So I think, you never know, but I think they're done there. I think they're not going to draft there. But you never know, but if you just look at those numbers, that's what, you know, it kind of indicates it. What else? There's a cool thing, you know, I think it's cool, but, you know, we all have different interpretations of cool, right? The Raiders have the number 17 pick, of course. Well, at number 17 in their history, they drafted Gene Upshaw. Number 48, they have the second round pick, they drafted a guy named Howie Long. So they're Hall of Fame, and I'm going to write about it a little later, but that little streak goes on this draft, so it's kind of cool. You know, a guy that I don't know if I'm talking enough about, but I don't think he's going to be there at 17. I think Kristen Derishar, Virginia Tech tackle, I think he might be a guy they look at. I think he's a guy who Again, I think he maybe gets taken in that round, that 14 spot. But if he drops, I think he'd be the guy. I think, you know, unless Slater's there. You know, unless Parsons there. But I think he may be the guy. I think he may be the guy over Jenkins or Vera Tucker. Vera Tucker is the guy I currently have mocked. But I don't know if it's going to stay that way. You know, I did a mock draft last week, and then I did one with trades, and I had some fun with it. I, you know, went and got Morig at 30, and I think traded, made a couple other trades, too. I think that was on Thursday, so check that out. That was fun. Just exercises, you know, just getting prepared for the draft. And, you know, just, I don't know if this is a worrying, but let's not get... Every year we talk about these draft prospects. This is when we talk about my pet peeves. This is another of my pet peeves. We're talking about these draft prospects like they're all going to be Hall of Famers. And some will. Probably a handful, maybe. But a lot of them are going to flame out. You just don't know who it is. I mean, and you know, as we get to free agency, like Rasul Douglas was a third-round pick 2 years, 4 years ago. And now the Raiders get him a month into free agency. So... Let's just not, you know, these rookie classes are not savers. There's no sure things in the draft. I know that that is not breaking news, that the draft is a crapshoot. But I think sometimes when we're in the midst of it, we tend to forget about that reality. You know, a big news story going on in the league is that a lot of players are staying away from OTAs. And, you know, the Raiders are among the teams that are doing that. I think they're about the 10th team to decide. It was last week. And more have come, and it's going to continue. And some guys are showing up. Some aren't. You know, it's just, it's a union solidarity thing. It's, they're doing it. You know, I mean, the players, they had a virtual offseason last year, and they think that they should do it again. The teams don't agree with it. So it's going to be a battle. At the end of the day, everything's going to be okay. We're going to have a season, of course. And, you know, I don't think coaches are going to hold anything against their players because they know it's a bigger picture thing and they're not going to resent their players. But I'm sure they're not happy with the situation. But, you know, yeah, some young guys are going to are going to suffer from it if they're not there. But, again, this happened last year. We had a pretty good season. Yeah, quality of play, and this is just might be an ongoing thing. So while it's a little unfortunate, at the end of the day, we're going to be okay. Like, we were okay last year, and last year was crazy. We'll be okay this year. So there's the show. Just a quick, boom, boom. You know me. I don't sit here and want to talk your ear off. I get in and get out, and it's April, and there's not much going on. Got the draft next week. We'll do a show before the draft. We'll be back. You guys take care. Have a great week. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. See you later.